it has taken more than 200 years for Jacobian Ryba's Czech Christmas Mass to come to Chicago, but it seems that good things come to those who wait. The Ryba Mass was premiered in the Windy City on Saturday, and Rosie Johnston was there.
In the United States at the moment, department stores and radio stations are playing Christmas songs more or less non-stop. But it's only upon very rare occasion indeed that you hear this sort of Christmas music in the American Midwest. On Saturday, December 17th, Jacobian Ryba's Czech Christmas Mass had its Chicago premiere. The Mass was performed to a packed house at the Chicago Temple. Kieran Nielsen was one of the singers.
It was a completely new piece for me, but it's such a charming piece. And the writing for the orchestra is just like a town band in a way. And I think that the organ part could well be done on a harmonium in a small village. And the writing for the choir is extremely simple, so I could see that being done, say, by a group of people who love to sing with their town band. Obviously, it was very beloved of the people who came in the audience.
The performance was originally the idea of Judy Munson. She encouraged members of the Windy City's Czech community to team up with the Chicago Temple's choristers and sing.
Once they started, and once they could see that the people here at the church wanted to learn how to say the words, and when they saw that the musicians that were being brought into the mix could actually play and could embrace them as well, it became this miracle.
The temple's musical director, Eric Nussbaum, spent almost half a year preparing for the performance. He says the Ryba Mass has introduced him both to Czech culture and to the city's sizable Czech community.
They are the warmest people I've ever met. I got a feel for the whole thing at a Moravian Day festival, the 72nd annual Moravian Day festival here in the Chicago area, out in Lamont, Illinois. I heard all the singers there, and I thought, oh, they would be fun to add to our choir, because what they really added to us was the spirit of the piece, because it's so close to their hearts. You know, they know it inside and out because it's their tradition. So that in spirit infused with our music making, just, it made an extraordinary experience.
So praise all round from the organizers, but what did the audience make of Saturday's premiere?
I think it was really nice, yes. I think everybody did a great job.
Okay, and have you ever sort of seen it in a church before? And was this like a setting that you're used to seeing this in?
I've actually never seen it, I have to say. I'm a little embarrassed.
Well, what do you think about it being here in Chicago?
I loved it. It was really cool, and especially being downtown, because it's accessible to all the people around, even people from the market and everything. I really enjoyed it, yes.
I saw that one time or two times in the Czech Republic. Yeah, it's really popular in the Czech culture, and so, and every year you can hear it from the radio, or you can see it in the TV. I really appreciate the American performance, how they were good in the Czech, and how they were able to teach the so hard language as the Czech is.
I thought that it intertwined a little bit of the Czech culture with the Christmas spirit, and it had an opportunity to kind of shed some light on how Czechs are celebrating their version of Christmas now in Chicago.
Okay, and do you think that a Chicago audience like took to it really warmly and well? Was that the impression you got?
I feel like mostly what I saw was Czech Americans who took to it incredibly well. I didn't have a chance to talk to so many non-Czech related, but generally speaking, I think it was moving for those who haven't heard it for a while and maybe those who heard it for the first time.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It makes me proud of my Czech heritage.
If the warm reception at the premiere was anything to go by, these won't be the final strains of Jacobian Ryba's Czech Christmas Mass we hear in Chicago.